Immediately they left their nets and followed him. Jesus walks along the shore of Galilee, proclaiming a kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, that has come near. And as this unlikely king journeys along, proclaiming a kingdom unlike any kingdom ever known, he invites others to follow him, to become his loyal subjects, his faithful disciples. He tells these Galilean fishermen, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And these first disciples, first Simon Peter and Andrew, and then James and John, respond by immediately leaving their nets and following their new king, teacher, and Lord. For the kingdom of heaven was very near to these fishermen. The very incarnate presence of God was standing just meters away from them on the banks of the Sea of Galilee, inviting them to follow. The kingdom was there. And they, in their first act of repentance, left their former lives and began their new lives as disciples of Jesus the Messiah. They take their first steps into a life that will take them far beyond Capernaum to share the good news, to tell the world that the kingdom is at hand. Though Peter and Andrew and James and John offered their immediate unconditional allegiance to Jesus, it is important to note that not everyone who was called was willing to follow unconditionally. The Gospels record several encounters in which others seek to put conditions on their response or merely find the call too burdensome. There is the disciple who said to Jesus, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." And Jesus responds, "Follow me and let the dead bury the dead." Another disciple said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to those at my home." Jesus responds, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit the kingdom of God." Finally, there is the rich young man whom Jesus tells to sell his possessions, give the money to the poor, then come follow me. And the man walked away grieving. Reflecting on those passages, the 20th century theologian and martyr Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote, "The road to faith passes through obedience to the call of Jesus. Although Peter cannot achieve his own conversion, he can leave his nets." In other words, if we are to set out on the road to faith, we must act. We must be willing to put down those things that prevent us from answering the call. We must be willing to clearly place our allegiance to Jesus and to his kingdom first as the primary allegiance of our life, before our home, our families, and our livelihoods. Of course, one of the challenges of following Jesus is that there are many other things in our world that demand or desire our allegiance. But as Christians, our primary allegiance must always be to Jesus Christ. We can only place him first. Our primary allegiance cannot be to our family, our nation, our country, our job, or anything else. We must place God first, not those other things. Because if we do place our primary allegiance in something else, if we place our country or our job or our family or anything else first, we have just made that thing our idol, our God. And though other spheres of affection in our lives, our families, our communities, our workplaces need our love and attention, only God is worthy of our unconditional allegiance. But unlike Peter, Andrew, James, and John, we are not standing in the waters of the Sea of Galilee, looking back to the shore and seeing the Son of God speaking directly to us, asking us to walk away from our nets and follow His person. Instead, we are here in Greenville, South Carolina, in the year 2020, gathered as a community of people many of whom have, in some way or another, already answered the call to follow Jesus in our lives. And we struggle daily to make sense of what that means for how we live our lives in this day. But that is why we have each other. To provide examples to one another of what it means to answer the call, to warn us when we are tempted by others or by circumstances to place our allegiances to other things first, and to support and encourage each other when we stumble, when we find ourselves placing conditions on our response to Jesus. As the body of Christ in this place, as witnesses to the kingdom that has come near in Jesus Christ, whose presence we will celebrate at this table momentarily, we proclaim unconditional allegiance to the King of Kings, who calls us to follow Him even as we fall short of that proclamation. As we consider the response of Peter, Andrew, James, and John, the point was not that they left their jobs. For in John's gospel, we learn that after the resurrection, they returned to their nets for some time. The point was that they had answered the call and done so unconditionally. They recognized the kingdom of heaven in their presence, and they acted accordingly. Like Peter and Andrew and James and John, we are followers of a king and a kingdom that transcend this day and time. Let us follow Him and only Him unconditionally.